From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Armored vehicles and a tank were seen near Harare Tuesday, but the streets of the Zimbabwean capital have remained calm a day after the armed forces chief said he was prepared to act to end a purge of supporters of a vice president sacked last week. That unprecedented statement by General Constantino Chiwenga represented a sharp escalation of a rumbling political struggle over who will succeed President Robert Mugabe, who has been in power since the country gained independence from Britain in 1980.
We must remind those behind the current treacherous shenanigans that when it comes to matters of protecting our revolution, the military will not hesitate to step in.
The ruling party accused Chiwenga of treasonable conduct. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri, who plunged the country into crisis with his surprise resignation during a trip to Saudi Arabia, said in a tweet Tuesday that he will return home in the next 2 days, but that his family would remain in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Gibran Basile, Lebanon's foreign minister, said during a trip to Paris that his country may resort to international law to determine Hariri's condition.
I can't be sure of when he will come back. The only thing that will prove that he is free is when he comes back.
It was Hariri's first personal tweet since he announced his resignation on November 4th. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani pledged Tuesday his government would quickly help rebuild areas affected by a deadly earthquake that killed at least 530 people and injured more than 7,000 others. This is VOA News.